White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 13, 1898. Dear son Edson and daughter Emma, I have not a long letter to write you at this time. I was broken off abruptly and know not where I left off. But I will write independently of what I have written. We have been greatly retarded in the work of finding a suitable location for our meeting house in Stanmore. Several lots have been offered us. The cheapest we could find was £500, but this was too small. Another lot was £700, but this seemed too large a sum for us to pay. A few days since, Willie came from Stanmore, and he says they have been offered a lot in the best location they have yet seen for £240, $1,200. This lot is very near the ground on which our camp meeting was held and where we have been holding meetings for the last few months. Now the church will go up quickly, I believe. We need it so much, so much. Edson, there is much to be done, and unless we are guarded, we will grasp too many responsibilities. We can only do the work that the Lord has appointed us. The Lord has a special work for each to do. Your work has been pointed out to you, and you are to work in the lines that God has marked out. He will make your work a success if you make Him your dependence. It is our privilege to consecrate our souls to God every day. Every day we are to look into the mirror of God's Word and know for ourselves that we are overcomers. We must have no self-sufficiency. We must not blame others for things which we think they ought to have done, which they have not done. You are very sensitive of blame, of being misjudged. Do not feel too sensitive of the words and attitude of others. We must not have too great confidence in what I can do. Only when I is hid with Christ in God can the Lord work with us. Medical practitioners have experimented on the eyes, and in so doing have not only forever weakened the strength of the delicate organs, but the injury done has extended to the brain through the nerves connecting the eye with the brain. I have positively refused to use anything but hot water with a little salt or pulverized charcoal put in a bag and dipped in hot or cold water, as is most agreeable. Let there be no meddling with the eye. Use only the most mild applications. And the soul needs to be treated just as tenderly as the eye. No harsh denunciation, no accusing, is to be indulged in by the saints of God. Let everyone bear in mind that Satan is playing a game of life for the soul. We need to commune with God and seek Him with the whole heart. If we walk humbly with God, we shall never be put to shame. We need to yoke up with Christ. The meek and lowly Jesus possessed heaven's activity, heaven's ambition. He rejected the bribe of the whole world when tempted to worship Satan, who came to him as an angel of light. We must have this same keen discrimination. The world's Redeemer longed to extend His kingdom to all parts of the world. He endured the agonies of the cross to accomplish this work, and He was cheered by the prospect of a universal triumph. In dying for the sinful race, He destroyed principalities, powers, and Him who has the powers of death. The terrible exhibition of nature, the darkness that came upon the whole world, was the hiding of the angelic host who were witnessing the death of Christ. The sun was veiled to hide the expiring agonies of Christ's death struggle for victory over a rebellious world. The blood of the cross sealed the irrevocable covenant which ensures to our Redeemer the heathen for His inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for His possession. Those who work with unselfish hearts, enlarged by being partakers of Christ's sufferings, who share His sympathies, cooperating with him in the work he came to our world to do, will help to swell the tide of his joy, and will give honor and majesty and praise to his exalted glory. Christians have a sacred, holy work to do in carrying forward the work that Christ came in human flesh to accomplish. Here is an open field for every family to manifest the breadth of their love and loyalty. Christ longs to have every human soul yoke up with him. They may be ignorant, but if they are meek and lowly, he will make them vessels fit for the Master's use. They will be wholehearted, sincere disciples who can comprehend his great design in favor of a perishing world. The Lord Jesus calls for volunteers who will be self-denying, self-sacrificing soldiers of the cross of Christ, who will endure hardness as good soldiers, who will be laborers together with God. The last great battle in behalf of Christ our Redeemer is to be fought. Our work is the work of faith. Christians, do you discern the signs of the times? Can you, with humble tread, put your feet in the footprints of your Redeemer? Can you give yourselves to a good work, a perilous undertaking? Verily, the Lord has need of armies of workers, and some of the most precious souls will be found in the very pit of degradation. God calls upon men to go among this class. Do not lose your purity because you are among the impure, but beloved, remember ye the word which was spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Jude 17-25. Edson, you are to keep yourself in the love of God, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. God will help you to stand in your lot manfully. With that wisdom that cometh alone from above, you may help to advance the cause and work of God, which needs wholehearted, thorough workers who will not fail nor be discouraged, who, imbued by the Spirit of God, will let their light shine, who will diffuse the light that God has given. Let them voice the words of God that have so melted their own hearts. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark 16, verse 15. Love for God and love for the souls for whom Christ died will give you a missionary spirit. It is heart missionaries that are wanted. There must be much more zeal, much more faith, and much more earnest prayer. Spasmodic efforts will do little good. Our past failures must be turned to victories by never slipping on the ground of defeat. Keep your feet in straight paths. We should not try to forget past experience in one sense. It should help us to keep from failing on the same point. Let past failures prove lessons of instruction for our future course of action. We shall ever be hampered by the want of means, but the Lord's missionaries must rejoice that they are counted worthy to walk in Christ's footsteps. May the Lord help you, my children, to be of good courage and not trust in your own wisdom.